If finding a fulfilling career that you enjoy and can thrive in is one of your goals, then today's episode is for you, because in this episode of the podcast, I'm sharing five of my best tips for finding your fulfilling career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Okay, y'all, so let's jump right in. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about or sharing five of my best tips for finding a fulfilling career. Before I jump into the tips, first thing I'll say is, or I think we should start with, is what exactly is a fulfilling career, right? Because I know that in my work, I throw that term around a lot. Like, my entire goal, Paul's an extrovert. I am an extrovert. But my entire goal with Her Career Doctor is helping more women, more people, but through my work, more women find a fulfilling career. And so if you're wondering, okay, what exactly is a fulfilling career? Like, you're always saying that. To me, a fulfilling career is a career path. And it's important to say that, because a lot of times we conflate job with career, and your job and your career are two different things. So I guess let me back up and do some teaching on that too. So a job is an activity, work that you're doing for a specific period of time. Sometimes it's for the purposes of maybe skill development or earning money. But a career, on the other hand, it's encompassing the entire history, the holistic look at your vocational and occupational development. Okay, so a career can contain multiple jobs, as well as your education, your training, et cetera, et cetera. So when I say I want to help you find a fulfilling career, I'm talking about a fulfilling career pathway that might hold multiple jobs in it. So what is a fulfilling career? I define a fulfilling career as a career path that is truly aligned with who you are, one that is satisfying and that allows your characters and abilities to fully develop. A fulfilling career is one that lets you feel like you are making a difference in the world, that you are making impact in the world, and that you're doing meaningful work. A fulfilling career is one that feels good to do. It's one that when you wake up in the morning, you're excited to do the work. Now, not every morning. We all have our bad days, okay? That happens in fulfilling careers too. But I always say the goal is 80% of the time, you ideally want to be enjoying the work that you're doing 80% of the time. A fulfilling career is one that has you pause in those random moments and you look up and you're like, dang, I love what I do. Like, just those random moments of joy of, I really get to do this. And so that's how I define a fulfilling career. And if you're here, chances are you want a fulfilling career. But if you're here, you're skeptical, and you're like, okay, but why do I need a fulfilling career? Like, why does that matter? Well, here's one thing I'll tell you. Research has consistently shown that when you're doing unaligned work, when you're in an unfulfilling career, it leads to work stress. And that work stress has been connected to a ton of physical and mental health symptoms. From the physical end, we've seen work stress and being in an unfulfilling career linked to things like headaches, hair loss, weight gain, weight loss, ulcers, migraines, sleep issues, insomnia, diarrhea, skin issues, right? So there are a lot of actual physical symptoms that can show up when you are in an unfulfilling career. When you're in an unfulfilling career, when you're doing work that's making you unhappy, you can also experience mental health symptoms like depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, self-doubt, low self-confidence, relationship issues, low creativity, aggression. Work stress has also been linked to higher divorce rates, lower sex drive. So all in all, I'm saying that in case you were not totally convinced, I want you to know that your unfulfilling career, it's not just a job that you hate. It's potentially a job that you hate that's slowly killing you or at the very least, is killing your relationships. Okay. Over time, like, so in your adult lifetime, and if you're in this community and you've been here for a while, you've heard me say this stat before, but in your adult lifetime, you'll spend 90,000 hours at work. 90,000. Okay. Yes. 4 zeros. 90,000 hours. It makes zero sense to be miserable for that much time. And so that's why I am so passionate about helping more people find their fulfilling career and secure their fulfilling career. So career strategy, you said also going to work every day and not feeling like work because you love it so much. Yeah. So let's jump into these tips, okay? So I just wanted you to know that being a fulfilling career matters. It's important. And so as we jump into these tips, like I said earlier, if any questions come up for you, tap the question button below and drop it that way. If things are resonating, drop it in the chat. I would love to hear, okay? So the first tip that I have for you is shift your mindset, okay? And if somebody wants to help the community out and type these in the chat, I would appreciate that too. But the first tip is shift your mindset. So your mindset are attitudes, your mindset are thoughts and opinions. Okay, so mindset is a way that you approach life, a way that you approach situations. It's the attitude in which you approach things. And so obviously, as it relates to a fulfilling career, your mindset is your mindset about a fulfilling career, about what it takes to find a fulfilling career. Thank you, well-balanced Black girl, for typing in the chat for us. So a lot of times, and I've seen this happen in my work with women, is that a lot of times you might have mindset barriers that are keeping you from finding a fulfilling career that you're not even aware of. Because sometimes these mindset barriers are subconscious, and so I hope to bring them to your consciousness today. But there has to be a mindset shift that happens for you if you are on this journey to finding a fulfilling career. And so one of those can look like fear. Fear is the biggest one. Now, mind you, fear in itself is an emotion. Okay. Fear is an emotion that is perfectly normal. It shows up, it comes, it goes, it ebbs, it flows. It's fear. It just shows up. But the way I see this emotion turning into a mindset barrier is that a lot of people start making decisions based off of their fear. So I'm afraid of change. I'm afraid of the unknown. I'm afraid of transitioning into one job and I hate it just as much. Or I'm afraid of getting into a job and I don't have what it takes to be successful, right? I'm afraid of how this is going to turn out. Fear. And one thing that I always say is, when you let your fear control you subconsciously, over time, you will find that you're not making decisions in integrity with yourself. You're not making decisions that truly align with your values, with your goals, and what you want to achieve. Okay, so then another mindset barrier that you might experience is low self-efficacy. And self-efficacy really just means or refers to your belief in your ability to be successful. Okay, self-efficacy is your belief in your ability to attain whatever your goal is. Sometimes, well, in this situation, your goal is, can I find a fulfilling career? So self-efficacy is how well do you believe that you actually have what it takes, you have the skills to achieve a fulfilling career. And when you don't believe that you have what it takes, what happens is then you don't take the right actions. You don't persevere as much in your journey to finding a fulfilling career. You might not be as determined. You might not be as resilient. You might not be as committed to the journey and the process. Okay. When your belief in yourself is low, it then impacts how much effort. And that's where the mindset comes in, because we're going to talk about beliefs later. But it then impacts the mindset through which you approach, because it's sort of a case of, well, if I don't have what it takes anyway, why try so hard? If it's not even going to happen for me, I'm just going to half-ass it. Okay, I'm just going to put in some effort here, some effort there. It's not possible for me anyway, so I'm just trying. I'm just going to shoot my shot, see how it goes. Might not work, but it is, whatever. Okay, you find that you're not approaching securing a fulfilling career with the right growth mindset that you need, right? The mindset of, if I give it my all, if I try my best, if I approach this with strategy, with skill, with a plan, I am very likely to succeed and achieve a fulfilling career. So that's where your self-efficacy can come in. Another mindset barrier that I've seen show up is when you think, like, you're approaching finding a fulfilling career with this thought, this opinion that you have to find something that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life. Right? Like, when you think, okay, I need to find a career path that I'm going to enjoy for the next 10 years, the next 15 years, the next 20 years. And so you're coming into this trying to make lifetime decisions for a decision that is not based on your lifetime. Okay, when we think about your careers, every 2 to 3 years, your career is shifting. Your career, ideally, your career should be shifting because you as a person are growing every 2 to 3 years. Actually, let me back that up. Not your career, your jobs. Every 2 to 3 years, your jobs should be shifting. Whether that is a promotion, a new role within your company, a new responsibility, or maybe an entirely different company or an entirely different career change, you want to be assessing because you as a person are constantly evolving. And for a career to be fulfilling, it has to be aligned with who you are. And so if you're constantly evolving and you stay in the same job that is no longer aligned with who you are, what you find is unfulfillment sets in. And so a lot of times I'll see that when people and women are, because I mostly work with women, are going to make career decisions, in their mind, they're thinking like, this is a weight that's keeping them back. It's, I need to find something that I'm going to like for a while. I need to find something that I'm going to enjoy for a while. And usually for them, a while is like 5 or more years. I'm like, nah, no, sis. You need to find something that you will enjoy for the next 2 years. That's it. That's all we're looking for. What am I going to enjoy for the next 2 years? And when you do that, it relieves some of the pressure of trying to find this lifetime fit, because it's okay, if I'm giving myself just 2 years, I can do something for 2 years. Let me get in there. If it's a fit, I'll keep going in this career. And if it's not a fit, I'll be ready to transition. And so that's a mindset shift that needs to happen, is you're not making lifetime career decisions. Never at any point, especially when you're trying to find a fulfilling career, are you making lifetime career decisions. You're making short-term career decisions, because until you get into the career, you don't know if you'll like it. Like, there's no 100% certainty. So how do you know you're going to enjoy it for life? But you can pivot. If you're not enjoying it, if it's not feeling good, if it's not making sense, you can always pivot. But if you came into this decision thinking, I'm making a decision that I will enjoy for the rest of my life, then it becomes harder for you to pivot when you realize it's no longer a fit. But if you came in giving yourself that flexibility of, you know what, it's an experiment. I'm going to see how this going to go for the next 2 years. Let's just see how I feel about it. Then you also come in giving yourself the flexibility to pivot when it's no longer aligned. Okay. Before I move to the next tip, some comments were coming in here. Let me see. Okay. Yes. I've been afraid to go for promotions because I was fearful of not being successful in that role. Let me tell y'all, fear will keep you from your blessings. Let me put it that way. Fear will do a number on your confidence, on your actions, on the steps that you take. And it's important to always be aware when fear is what is controlling you so that you can shut it up. It's pretty much, you want to shut the fear up. When your job no longer aligns with who you are, you become unfulfilled. Exactly. OMG, this is how I'm feeling. Thank you so much. This is confirmation for me. I want to transition from my current role to a product manager. Girl, go ahead and transition. Make that transition. I give you all the permission that you need. I love when things resonate with y'all, because I'm like, okay, if it's resonating, then the Holy Spirit is showing up. God is here. So I love that it's resonating. So let's go on to tip number two. Okay. The second tip is I want you to challenge your beliefs. Challenge your beliefs. And if you're here like, okay, but you just said mindset. How are mindset and beliefs different? Your beliefs are when you accept a claim to be true. Belief is not always based on fact, okay? Belief, I could show you this black earbuds case and you could be looking at it. The fact is that it is black. You can believe that it's white. Shoot, if you're colorblind, you might genuinely see something else and believe that it's a different color just by nature of how your brain processes color, okay? But just because you believe it's a different color doesn't mean that it is a different color. And sometimes as it relates to your career, a lot of you are holding on to beliefs. You have accepted claims as being truthful when there is no evidence to support them as being true. You have accepted claims as fact when they are not fact. And so quite a few people, thank you again for keeping notes for us in the chat. So quite a few people are making career decisions based on belief systems that they've long held, okay? Belief systems that set in, whether it was as a child, as a teenager, 5 years ago, 15 years ago. And because you have accepted it as a belief, you haven't paused to question it. You haven't paused to challenge it. And now here you are out here making life decisions, making career decisions over belief systems that may actually not be based in fact. And so when you are trying to find a fulfilling career, if you're making decisions based on faulty belief systems, you'll find that it negatively begins to impact your action and your outcomes. Okay? Some beliefs that I see people embrace that oftentimes are not based in fact, is thinking things like, oh, I need a new degree to transition careers. I have to go back to school. Or I have to take a pay cut. If I want a fulfilling career and a fulfilling career is meaningful, then I'm going to have to take a pay cut to secure a fulfilling career. Or, oh, I have to find my passion first. I just have to find my passion. Once I find my passion, I'll find what career is fulfilling. None of those are true, by the way. None of those are based in fact. Those are all faulty beliefs. But if you don't pause to challenge your beliefs, to actually sit and serve as judge and jury to the things you believe, asking yourself, what is the evidence behind this thing that I think is true? If you don't pause to ever do that, you'll find that you are making choices, you're making decisions, again, that are not leading you to your goal of finding a fulfilling career. Okay, Camilla said another one is art is not work, just a hobby. Exactly. And I know quite a few artists who will say, oh, I can't do art because it's not a real job. Air quotes, it's not a real job. And so I'm not going to do that. And some of, again, remember I said these beliefs sometimes have set in from childhood. Some of you are holding on to beliefs that you heard growing up, whether directly or indirectly. You heard some family members talking about jobs one time and you heard them say, oh, those artists are not, they're just wasting their time. They're not doing a real job. And then you internalize that. You grew up internalizing that. You've been making decisions based on that for a while. And now you are ignoring career options that might be legit options for you. I remember in my program FYFC in the last, I think it was, the last cohort, I remember working with a woman who, through the work we were doing, it came up for her that maybe graphic design was going to be the right fit for her. And I remember her just saying, you know, this graphic design keeps coming up and art keeps coming up, but I've been telling myself for so long that I'm not an artist that I kept pushing this away. I kept pushing the idea of doing design or anything in art away because I haven't seen myself as an artist. And so when you tell yourself something long enough, you start to believe it's true, even if you knew it was a lie the first time you said it. If you say it to yourself long enough, it becomes truth for you. And so if you're going to find a fulfilling career, you're going to need to audit and take stock of what are the different things I believe about my career? What are the different things I believe is possible for me in my career? And then what is the evidence that does or does not support these belief systems? Because sometimes there might be evidence for it. Your beliefs could very well be factual. But more often than not, I have found in my experience that when you believe something that's keeping you from a goal, there are times, more often than not, when those beliefs are not factual. They're just beliefs. And one thing I always tell people to remember is your beliefs are just stories. That's it. Your beliefs are stories that you've been telling yourself about a situation. And so when a story stops working for you, it's time for you to embrace a new story. It's time for you to tell yourself a new story. And so if you want to find a fulfilling career and you have belief systems that have been keeping you from finding a fulfilling career, that means the stories you've been telling yourself aren't working for you. So it's time to tell yourself a new story that actually leads you to take action that will help you achieve your goal. Okay? I think people don't take advantage of their transferable skills. You don't always need a degree to advance. That was based on that first belief I said. And the problem here is that identifying your transferable skills is a skill in itself. And I think that a lot of times people don't know how to identify their transferable skills, which is where working with a professional comes in. Because sometimes you're so in your own story, you're so in your own career experience and career history that it can be hard to step outside of that and see how is this transferable? it can be hard to step out and say, okay, wait, what skills do I have that I can transfer into a different situation? Okay. Is this resonating with y'all? Before I go into the next three tips, drop some hearts, drop a comment. Let me know what's resonating. Let me know that you're still here. You're still with me while I grab a drink of water. Okay, thanks for the hearts. I love to know when it's resonating. So let's go on to tip number three, okay? Tip number three is that you have to, so if you're trying to find a fulfilling career, you have to figure out what you do and don't like about that job you hate right now. This is right on time. Yay, I love that it's right on time for you, Shetty. So, and I know that might sound weird. You're like, wait, what I do like about the job I hate? If I hate the job, girl, I don't like anything. You might like some things. Okay, I know it sounds weird, but you might like some things. And that's where clarity comes in. What do and don't you like about that job that you hate? So to do that, you're going to have to audit it, right? Excuse me, audit things like the relationships. Relationships with your manager, relationships with your colleagues, relationships with the company itself. Audit your job, your tasks that you're doing. Audit the compensation. Audit how you have to show up at work. Who are you in the workplace? Audit the culture. Okay, what does it feel like? What does the atmosphere feel like? Audit the communications plans and skills. If you're commuting, audit your commute. If you're at the computer, audit your computer. Whatever, just audit the entire job to get clarity on what exactly don't I like and what do I like? Because when you do that, it allows you to get clarity. Okay, it allows you to get clarity about, okay, here are the things that I need to avoid in my next job. And here are the things that I need to look for in my next job. Okay, when you do an audit, it helps you figure out what to and to not look for when you go into your next role. And a lot of times what I see happen is for a lot of people, when you're in an unfulfilling career, you're so desperate to get out of there that you're just out here searching. You're like, I'm just going to search on LinkedIn. I'm going to be up at 4 a.m. on LinkedIn trying to find a job without even knowing what you're looking for. You're just out here searching aimlessly, and now you're out here feeling stressed and overwhelmed because you don't know what you're looking for. And so you have no way of auditing if these jobs you're looking at are actually a match for you or not. You have no system by which to evaluate these jobs that you're coming across on LinkedIn. You get into the interviews and you don't know what questions to ask them in the interview because you don't know what you're looking for or what you're trying to avoid. So if you don't know what you do and don't like, it's going to make it very difficult for you to transition into a role that has a high chance of success. Because what I see happen always is you end up in cycle after cycle of job that you hate after job that you hate. You jump because you're unhappy, but then 3 months in, you're unhappy again. And then you jump because you're unhappy. And then 6 months in, you're unhappy again. Do you know why? You were jumping without clarity. You were jumping out of desperation. You were jumping without doing audits. You were jumping without asking the right questions. And for some of you, you are trauma jumping, which is like you were getting traumatized in that space. And so you were just trying to escape a situation that was getting traumatic for you, which is fair and valid. But if we're going to avoid cycles, at some point you have to break the cycle. Okay? Oh, Shani says, fact, and I'm tired. Okay? Sounds familiar. Okay, if this is sounding familiar, let me go on to tip number five, number four, and I'm going to share a resource with you because the resource is going to tie into tip three and tip four. Okay? So tip four then is, and this is along the same lines of clarity, but so instead of, so tip three is getting clear about what you do and don't like, tip four is get clear about who you are. If you want to find a fulfilling career, you have to get clear about who you are. Because again, remember to my definition of a fulfilling career, a fulfilling career is aligned with who you are. So if you don't know who you are, how will you know what's aligned, sis? How, Sway? No answers? I'm being dramatic right now, but if you don't know who you are, you're not going to know what careers are aligned. And so if you're going to find a fulfilling career, it's important that you take a step back and ask yourself, who am I? What are my non-negotiable values? What is extremely important to me? What cannot be violated? What are my interests? What are those topics and ideas that I genuinely have an interest in learning more about? I get curious about them. They pull me in. They engage me. What are your high-powered skills? What are the skills that you actually enjoy using? Not the skills that you're just good at. Because mind you, you can be good at something and not like doing it. I said this in the live recently. If you do anything long enough, you'll become good at it. Even the things you hate. If you do anything long enough, you will become good at it. So being good at something does not automatically mean that you're going to enjoy it and should not be your automatic metric for assuming that a career will be fulfilling. So then, oh, because I'm good at this skill, I should keep using it. No. Do you enjoy using the skill? Okay? So you have to get clear about who you are, because without that clarity, you can't find alignment. And so for those of you who are saying that this is resonating and, you know, you're like, you're tired, you're ready. If you check out fulfillingcareerguide.com, somebody put that in the chat for me. Again, well-balanced girl. Thank you for keeping track of our points here. Fulfillingcareerguide.com, I walk you through how to get clarity in all these things that I'm talking about. Okay. If you go to fulfillingcareerguide.com, it's a guide that walks you through the 5 steps to find a fulfilling career. And it's a really great place for you to get started, especially if you're trying to end cycles, you're trying to get clarity, but you're like, I don't know how to get clarity. That's what the guide was created for. It will help you get clarity. Okay. So let's transition to tip number 5. I was about to say numero something, but I don't know what 5 is. So I was going to say numero uno, but it's not 1. So I can't say that. Tip number 5, if you're trying to find a fulfilling career, is develop your research skills. If you're going to find a fulfilling career, you have to develop your research skills. Because there are so many career options out there, so many career options, that you have to be able to audit carefully, but also block out the noise. Like when I talked about being on LinkedIn at 4 a.m. mindlessly scrolling, half of those jobs that you're looking at aren't aligned for you. And so if you don't have skills to quickly be able to say no to a position because you know how to evaluate it, you know how to read the job description and see if it's going to be a fit, you'll find that doing your research is going to be overwhelming. If you don't know how to do research, you'll find that finding an aligned career is going to be difficult, because you can be clear about who you are. But then the next step after that is going out into the world and saying, okay, which careers are going to be aligned with who I am? And that takes research skills. You have to research the multiple options that are out there. You have to be able to take good notes and keep track of your research. You have to be able to then make a decision on how to proceed after you've done your research. Okay, so if you don't have quality research skills, you will find that finding a fulfilling career is going to be difficult, because you're consuming information without any system of sorting, without any system of streamlining, and without any system of guiding you in that research. Okay? And Pam said, knowing what you truly value helps a lot. Yes, it does. Pam is an FYMC alum. Marco, girl. It really is. It's a game changer. When you clarify those values week 2, it's always a game changer. Okay? And so that's the final tip. The final tip is make sure you develop your research skills. Because without research skills, you'll find that you're going to keep struggling to find a fulfilling career. And if you're saying, okay, but how do I develop research skills? Then I would say, check out Find a Fulfilling Career, my program, FYFC. Because in FYFC, I teach my clients how to do research. Okay, we take a whole month to do research because it's a process. You have to take your time, especially if you're working a full-time job, you have to take your time. And so if you go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com, you can learn more about FYFC. Okay, so those are the 5 of my best tips for finding a fulfilling career. I'm not going to do a recap because this has already gone a bit long and I want to go into Q&A. So if you join us midway through, just after this is done, go to my feed on Instagram. I'll have the replay of this on there so you can watch it. But those are my 5 best tips for finding a fulfilling career. Now I want to go to Q&A. And I already got two questions. I got two questions from my stories earlier that I'm going to answer. But as I'm answering those questions, if a question comes up for you, please tap the question button below so I can answer your questions that way. If you put it in the comment, it's going to get lost. I think I saw a question earlier, but I was talking and reading comments, so it went through. So put your question in the question bar below, and that way I can answer it. I can catch it without it getting lost in the comment. So the first question that I got is, How do you job hunt while you're still recovering from burnout? Okay, how do you job hunt when you're still recovering from, I think the way she put it was, when you're still recovering from a full burnout? So I'll say the first thing to realize is, y'all, burnout is real. Okay, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. The World Health Organization recently classified burnout as an official diagnosis. And so if you have experienced full burnout, it might genuinely be that you don't have capacity to engage in a job search. It might genuinely be that you are at reduced capacity. And so the first thing you might need to do is recover. Because when you're burnt out, when you've experienced so much stress that your system, like literally your physiological systems are shifting, your physiological, like the way you respond is shifting, your cognitive ability is reduced, your language abilities are reduced, you might not have the capacity to go into a job hunt with clarity. So it might be a case of you need margin. You need space to just recover, to rest, to recuperate, to relax, to rejuvenate. And that could look like 1 week, it could look like 2 weeks, it could look like 1 month. So my first tip would be if you're at full burnout, recover at least a little bit so that you can develop capacity to job search, because y'all, job search is work. Job search is not easy. It's a full-time job in itself. So you can't go into it at half capacity. So the first thing I would say is recover. And then when you enter the job hunt, pace yourself. Not only is job search work, job searching is a marathon and not a sprint. And so if you go into a marathon with a sprint mentality, you will burn out again very quickly. You have to pace yourself, which means really creating a plan and a strategy for your activities and how you will do your activities, taking your time as you're going through those activities. Okay, what days am I going to apply? What days am I going to research? What days am I going to search? What days am I going to connect with people? When am I going to work on my collateral? So collateral is like your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn profile. You have to really pace yourself, because if you go into a job search with a sprint mindset, you also find that you're getting very discouraged very quickly. And so those would be the two tips I would give you, is check and see, do you need to recover first, as well as making sure that you're taking time to recover. Okay. The second question that I got, and again, if you have more questions, because the second question is my last one. So if you have questions, drop it in the chat box. If not, I'll wrap up after the second question. But the second question that I got was, and let me really clear. So it's, do you find a potential career and then look for potential industries where that career exists? Or do you find an aligned industry and look for potential careers or job roles in that industry? And this is a chicken and egg question. You know, like, which one came first, the chicken or the egg? Because it's both. There is no one or the other. Okay, because here's the thing. First of all, you will be hard pressed to find an industry where a job doesn't exist. Almost every industry has a marketing department, has an accounting department, has a public relations department, has a finance department. Okay, so you would be hard pressed to find an industry where a role doesn't exist or cannot be created. And remember, I talked about earlier, you have to clarify your values, your interests, and your skills, and that's for a reason. So when you think about roles, specific jobs, that is connected to your skills and your interests. So your high power skills and your interests will determine the types of roles you'll enjoy. But then when we think about industries, that's connected to your values and your interests. Because interest will determine with industries, which also means then which topics, which areas, which concepts you enjoy and find fulfilling. And then your values will determine which industry you actually want to be in. So if I take graphic design, for example, graphic design in a tech company and graphic design in education are going to look very different. but using the same skills, you might both be using, you know, Photoshop or Canva. You might both be designing graphics, right? The same skill set, interest. I'm interested maybe in art, in color theory, in design. So that's tied. But a tech company might be very high paced, might be very competitive, might be very cutthroat values. And then the education space might, again, I'm making assumptions here, but might be a little bit more slow paced. The designs are coming out slowly. Maybe there's a bit more autonomy in which final design you go with. Values. And so you could be doing the same job, the same role in two different industries, and it could look very different. So ultimately, this is where those research skills come in, because when you clarify your values, interests, and skills, you start to think, okay, these are the types of roles that I will enjoy. Also, I think these industries will make sense. And then you go forth and do your research. You're researching the roles and the industries to see, okay, which ones fit. Do I want to be in this industry? Is it too fast for me? Is it too slow for me? Is it too competitive for me? Is it too chill for me? And then you're researching the roles also. Do I like the skills I'll be doing? Do I like the hours? Do I like how this work is going to feel? Okay, so it's a chicken and egg situation of you actually research both at the same time, but you're going into that research with a high level of clarity because you know what you're looking for, what you're not looking for, and then you know who you are based on those five tips I shared earlier. Okay, and the one thing I will say in doing all this is make sure that you're not waiting to be 100% certain before you start making decisions. What I'll see people do is, okay, I've done the research, but I'm not completely sure that this is the right direction to go in. And I always say, you're not going to be completely sure until you're actually doing the thing. At best, you might be 90% sure. And I say at best because that means you've done quality self-exploration and high quality research can bring you up to a 90% certainty. But there's still a 10% error that until you are in the job, you won't know for sure if you're going to enjoy it or not. So don't be out here waiting to be 100% certain before you actually take the leap and pivot, because then what you'll find is that you're going to keep thinking until you think yourself into being stuck again. Okay? So those are the five tips I have for you. Thank you all for hanging, for listening. And again, if you have questions, feel free to drop them in the question box. If you missed the beginning of this, the replay will be up on my Instagram page. You can feel free to go back and watch it. But those are the five tips. I'm going to wait for like a few seconds. I know there's a bit of a delay to see if any questions trickle through. And I'll skim the comments while I do that and before we wrap up for today. This is awesome. I was able to join. I'm glad you're able to join also. I'm glad it was helpful for you. This was good. I have to prepare for an interview this afternoon. Well, good luck with your interview, girl. Good luck. You've got this. You are all most welcome. Most welcome. My pleasure. So without seeing any questions or additional comments, again, thank you all for joining. I'm going to wrap up here. Again, if you joined late, I shared five of my best tips for finding a fulfilling career. The replay will be up on my Instagram page. I loved it. Thanks for the tips. You're so welcome. You're all welcome. Again, thanks for joining. Thanks for hanging. Thanks for reacting. It has been my pleasure to share this with you. So we're going to wrap up here. Have a good day, y'all. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.